Hello, hello, and welcome to Polyam Are We, the podcast which explores polyamory and ethical non-monogamy from a male emotional perspective. I'm your host, Carl, and today we're delving into the world of polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, and personal reflections on love and connection. This podcast is for everyone. For those already in non-monogamous relationships, for those thinking about opening up their relationship, or for people merely interested in the human condition. After all, love and relationships touch all of our lives in some way or another. Personally, I've found people to be fascinating. I love humans. There's something inherently intriguing about the human experience. Our desires, our fears, our hopes, our dreams. We're complex beings navigating a world of emotions and connections, and I believe that exploring the nuances of relationships can offer profound insights into the human condition. So let's get cracking. Let's kick off by unraveling the distinction between polyamory and ethical non-monogamy. Polyamory, as the name suggests, poly, multi, is about engaging in multiple romantic relationships simultaneously with the full knowledge and consent of all parties involved. It's not just about sexual exploration, it's about forming deep emotional bonds with multiple partners. On the other hand, ethical non-monogamy is a broader concept that encompasses various consensual non-monogamous arrangements, which may or may not include romantic love. Just from my example, like I've a number of different connections in various different countries at this stage. And with each of those, I consider them some of my greatest friends, where we could just as easily sit around watching Netflix, eating a pizza, chilling out, talking about politics or talking about the news. Or we could be going at it like rabbits. With that mutual respect for each other that we understand that each of us have our own independent individual lives, and many of my connections have their own primary partners also. So I can't expect too much time from them. They can't expect too much time from me, but we have a like-minded arrangement and we understand each other through that. Both polyamory and ethical non-monogamy challenge the traditional notions of monogamy and offer alternative relationship models that prioritize honesty, communication, and above all, consent. For me personally, I find myself resonating more with ethical non-monogamy. It's not that I'm closed off to having another romantic connection. It's just that I'm not looking for it at this moment because I'm feeling like my emotional needs are met with my wife. But it's more about embracing the freedom to explore various types of relationships that enrich my life. It's about building connections based on trust, based on respect, regardless of whether they're romantic or not. I believe that love in itself is not a finite resource, and by opening ourselves up to different experiences and connections, we can enrich our lives and grow as individuals. We can even help others grow. Ethical non-monogamy allows me, personally, to honor my authentic self and pursue relationships that align with my values and desires. It's like with other partners, there's some dynamics I have where it would be more of a dominant, submissive kind of relationship, which I know would never work in my primary relationship because that's not our dynamic, but I'm free to explore that with other partners with full understanding and full support. Let's address a common misconception though. Cheating and infidelity can happen in non-monogamous relationships. Just because someone is in an open relationship doesn't mean that they're immune to betrayal. If you meet another partner and you have another partner already, it's only fair to let everyone know what is going on in your life. If you start a new sexual connection with someone, let other people know who you've got a sexual connection with. It's only fair to let them know. Communication is tenement to non-monogamy. Trust is essential in any relationship, and violating that trust, whether through deception or dishonesty, can have devastating consequences. It's crucial to uphold the same values of honesty and integrity in non-monogamous relationships as you would in monogamous relationships. Communication is key in navigating these complexities. Having open and honest conversations with your partners about your boundaries, desires, your fears, it's essential to maintaining trust and transparency. As Dosie Easton and Janet W. Hardy write in The Ethical Slut, honesty is the best policy, even when you're talking to yourself. So it's all about treating people like people and not treating people like objects. It's fundamental in ethical non-monogamy. Each person involved deserves to be seen, deserves to be heard, deserves to be respected and treated as an individual in their own right, for their own thoughts, their feelings, their desires. It's about fostering genuine connections built on empathy, compassion, and mutual understanding. No one should ever feel disposable or replaceable. As Franklin Vaux and Eve Rickert put in More Than Two, treat your partners like people, not like things you collect. Gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon. No, let's not do that. One of the most challenging aspects of navigating non-monogamous relationships is managing jealousies and insecurities. As I spoke in episode 1, I don't necessarily see jealousy in itself as an emotion. I see jealousy as a reaction to an emotional state. So if I'm feeling lonely, or if I'm feeling angry, or if I'm feeling insecure in myself, jealousy can rear its head. These emotions are natural and can arise even in the most secure of all relationships. However, it's essential to address them openly and honestly, rather than letting them fester and potentially harm a relationship, because one of the worst things you can carry around with you is resentment. At the end of the day, if you're carrying a resentment, you're the only person carrying that resentment and feeling those feelings. The person you have that resentment for never knows you're feeling it unless you speak to them about it. It's about acknowledging these feelings, exploring their root causes, and finding healthy ways to address them together. Jealousy can be super powerful, but it's also an opportunity for growth and deeper understanding of ourselves, our relationships, and other humans. Jealousy is about fear of loss, not fear of betrayal. It's about the terror of being inadequate. And I'll say it again, communication is key, as I've learned through my own experiences. It's about having those big, difficult conversations and expressing your needs and your boundaries and actively listening to your partners. Communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly understanding and connecting with each other on a much deeper level. My wife and I have found that our communication has never been better over these past few years since we opened up our relationship, because we have no secrets from each other, though we respect each other's individuality. Vulnerability is also crucial in non-monogamous relationships. Opening up about your feelings, desires, and insecurities requires a lot of courage, but it can lead to deeper connections and a lot deeper intimacy. As Esther Perel writes in Mating in Captivity, erotic intelligence thrives on thoughtfulness, generosity, and good communication. Three skills that are rarely taught together. One of the most crucial elements in ethical non-monogamy and polyamory is consent. All parties involved must enthusiastically consent to the arrangement and have the agency to renegotiate boundaries if needed. Consent is not a one-time agreement. It's an ongoing dialogue that requires mutual respect and understanding. It's about ensuring that everyone feels empowered and respected in their choices and their desires. Consent is the cornerstone of ethical non-monogamy, and it's essential to prioritize it in all aspects of our relationships. By prioritizing consent, we create a culture of respect and empowerment where everyone's needs and boundaries are valued and honored. So let's talk a bit about finding that balance in non-monogamous relationships. When one of my connections came to visit here, she was here for 3 weeks, and it was a pretty long time. I found myself juggling my time and attention between them and my primary partner. Suddenly, my time and energy were massively divided, and I had to find a way to meet everyone's needs while also honoring my own boundaries. It wasn't easy, but it taught me a lot about communication, time management, and prioritizing self-care. Finding balance is an ongoing process, and it requires constant communication, flexibility, and willingness to adapt to changing circumstances, something of which I haven't been very good at in the past, but I'm slowly learning how to change, how to evolve, how to move forward with partners in a mutual respectful way. By prioritizing self-care and setting boundaries, we can ensure that our relationships remain fulfilling and sustainable in the long run. So despite all the challenges, navigating the complexities of polyamory and ethical non-monogamy offers a profound journey of growth and self-discovery. It's about embracing the beauty of human connection in all its forms and redefining love on their own terms. It's about recognizing there's no one-size-fits-all approach to relationships and embracing the diversity and experiences and connections that enrich all of our lives. By approaching relationships with openness, compassion, and integrity, we can create fulfilling and authentic connections that bring joy and fulfillment to our lives. In a non-monogamous relationship, you're potentially in a minimum of three relationships, with your primary partner, a secondary partner, and the relationship with yourself, which for me is the most important one to maintain. It's crucial to prioritize self-care and personal growth, as this forms the foundation for healthy and fulfilling connections with others. So as we wrap up today's discussion, I encourage you to reflect on your own journey with love and relationships. Whether you're exploring polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, or simply keeping an open mind, remember that love is a journey of growth, understanding, and embracing the full spectrum of human connection. By approaching relationships with curiosity, empathy, and respect, we can create meaningful connections that enrich our lives and the lives of those around us. Thank you for joining me on Polyamory We, Episode 2, Navigating Love's Complexities. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to tune in for more discussions on relationships, identity, and personal growth. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or have any questions or topics you'd like us to explore, reach out to me on Instagram at polyamorewe, and don't forget to follow polyamorewe on TikTok for more content on love and relationships. Until next time, take care and may your journey be filled with love and fulfillment.